The kids at Dubisky actually have it pretty good. School starts at 9, while the first bell at every other high school in Grand Prairie rings at 7:35. Still, here's a typical response to the essay prompt. If I could just get more sleep at night.
If I could just get more sleep at night, my performance in school would be better.
Senior Daphne Zuniga read her essay to her class as they nodded in agreement.
I would be awake, officially awake, and not just half awake and still trying to figure out what's going on or what we're learning about. My attitude towards things would change. I wouldn't think school is such a drag.
Daphne says she goes to bed around midnight and wakes up at 7:15. She's on the lucky side. Research shows most teens are getting 5 hours a night.
Hardworking students know that there are some things that need to be sacrificed in order to succeed, such as TV, hanging out with friends, and even sleep.
Kevin Wynn, another Dubisky senior, says he has as much as 6 hours of homework a night as he races to finish high school and apply for colleges. Skipping sleep is a sign of being on the right track, a badge of honor.
Since I am currently taking 3 AP classes, I know what it feels like for my brain to be overrun with different schedules. I could spend my nights completing homework and studying for exams, but even that is sometimes not enough to complete my tasks.
At a job, family chores, dinner, and after-school activities, and many kids decide they'll just have to sleep on the weekends or over the summer. The most powerful factor working against them is their own biology. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, the natural adolescent sleep cycle keeps kids awake past 11 o'clock, like senior Gerardo Orona.
I have tried to get more sleep before, mostly because of my parents trying to convince me that getting more sleep is better for me, but it only made me feel more tired than I normally would.
Some of the kids said their parents try to cut off the internet in their houses to get them off messaging apps like Snapchat and Kick after midnight.
I can actually go to sleep at 2 a.m. and wake up at 6:30 a.m. and function perfectly fine.
But look at the research. Losing sleep night after night can cause depression, risk-taking, obesity, and many other health and behavioral problems. A number of school districts across the country have recently delayed high school start times in response, including Plano, Dallas, Frisco, and Richardson. Fort Worth High School started at 8:30, and Garland is now thinking about it. Many districts have seen academic results improve since starting high school later, and some in Wyoming and Kentucky reported fewer car crashes involving 16 to 18-year-olds. Based on the essays from Dubisky, even as the momentum builds for later high school start times, teenagers are still quite proud of their reputation as overstressed, impulsive, and invincible. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.